Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Equality for all is Joshua Wesson's motto. As JetBlue's wine captain and co-founder of the bestsellers chain of wine stores, he is the man to go to for information before you begin wandering those wine aisles. Josh, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so I'm the person who has the charcuterie or the, you know, pork belly for dessert at a restaurant. What's your take on wines with charcuterie?
Well, I mean, as amazing an array of producers, you know, as you can find right now for artisanal charcuterie, there's not the same amount of wisdom out there when it comes to pairing cured meats with wine. In fact, the default setting, if you were to spend a couple of hours Googling that question, would be medium to full-bodied reds, which are exactly the wrong kinds of wines.
Yeah.
And they're wrong because when you have a lot of alcohol and a lot of structure in a red wine, and then you start tasting foods that are salty, the salt can exaggerate the alcohol and sort of blow the wine up right on your palate. So the conventional wisdom, what little there is out there, is not so wise. You've got to replace it with something that makes a little bit more sense and tastes better.
So what would that be?
Well, I think whenever you're having foods like charcuterie that have salt and fat and savory spices and textures that can run the gamut from silky and moist to really, really dry and intense, you got to look for beverages that are refreshing, that can cleanse the palate. And that means wines that can be chilled, wines that are low in alcohol and high in acid, sometimes wines that are a little bit sweet, and sometimes wines that have a few bubbles in them, which is really pushing you in a direction more towards white and rosé and fizzy rather than still, and certainly low in alcohol rather than high.
So some names for us.
Well, I love Prosecco with all kinds of charcuterie. I love not terribly complex sparkling wines coming from just about anywhere with all different kinds of charcuterie. And probably my favorite would be Lambrusco from Emilia-Romagna, sparkling red wines that are just absolutely amazing with just about any kind of charcuterie you put in front of them. But I also love modest white wines that don't have any oak, things like Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand, Albarinos from Galicia in Spain, Chenin Blancs from the Loire Valley or from South Africa. And one of my favorites, sort of just as a go-to white wine for charcuterie, off-dry Rieslings from the Mosel. Fantastic. Cabinet Rieslings are just amazing with all different kinds of charcuterie, especially prosciutto.
So now we know what to look for on the label. And it's so interesting because, as you know, I spent a little bit of time in Emilia-Romagna. And when you eat prosciutto di Parma in Parma, they serve it with a local white, they call it frizzante, a lightly mm-hmm. sparkling Sauvignon Blanc that has a touch of sweetness and is like drinking it's like drinking spring. But the point is there's no red on the table. And I there are people there that would never serve you butter and bread with your prosciutto, fruit with your prosciutto, or anything red.
I think that's wise advice. And that kind of wine, off-dry sparkling white wines, just perfect. And you don't even have to have bubbles. Just an off-dry white wine would be great. Rosés go very well with a lot of charcuterie because they're red wines that think they're white. And you can chill them, of course, and they usually have beautiful mouth-watering qualities coming from the fruit or coming from the acid. And I don't mean to throw red wines under the
no, I understand.
The bus here. Right. But if you're going to drink red wine with charcuterie, you'd best find red wines that are made in a lighter style, that are modest in alcohol, that don't have a lot of tannin, and that can be chilled slightly. Things like Beaujolais or Pinot Noir, especially Pinot Noirs coming from cool climates. I had a very, very delicious one from Erath, They're a state Pinot Noir for about $18, $19 from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. Just delicious with charcuterie. And probably my all-time favorite reds come from Beaujolais. And last week I was drinking a Trenelle Côte de Bruilly, which is a lighter style cru from Beaujolais, for about $15, $16. Insanely good with pâtés and salami and mortadella and rillette and lomo. Just it was one of those goes-with-anything kinds of wines.
I knew you'd have the answer. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
Josh Wesson is JetBlue's wine captain and co-founder of the Best Sellers chain of wine stores. Find his wine advice at splendidtable.org. Now you can try your hand at making your own simple charcuterie with this recipe of saucisson of pork tenderloin. It's from Jacques Pepin's book, Chez Jacques. You can find it at splendidtable.org.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.